Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. In this show, we're going to be talking about the best subscription plugins and solutions if you're looking to build your membership community website on WordPress in 2024. I've got a special guest, a regular though. I've got Haroon with me. It should be a great show. So, Haroon, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Sure thing. Thank you, Jonathan. And hi, everyone. This is Haroon. I am a technology solutions architect who has been working in the WordPress ecosystem for around a decade and a half and in the tech industry in general for over two decades. And over the years, I've built a repertoire of a tool set of the best-in-class plugins for pretty much every task in WordPress and use pretty much every tool out there. So that's what I bring to the table. And I am working as a consultant as well as running my own business. And I work for Jonathan's business as well as a consultant. So that's me.
Well, thanks, Haroon. And before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I've got a couple of messages from our major sponsors. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
Hi there, tribe. It's Jonathan here, and I want to tell you about OmenSend. OmenSend is a great plugin that delivers SMS messaging and email messaging to your clients. If you're building a woo solution for your client and you're looking to provide a SMS functionality for them and great email, why don't you look at OmenSend? Got a great special deal. You can go to wp-tonic.com/deals and they're offering 30% off the first 3 months. Plus, if you need any technical help or a migration, they're offering almost $1,000 to help migrate if you've got a group of clients that are looking for this type of service. It's a great offer. They're a great company. I highly recommend them to you. So, like I say, go over to the deals page on the WP Tonic website and you'll find more details there. Speak to you soon, folks. Bye. We're coming back, folks. I want to point out we've got some great special offers from the major sponsors, plus a curated list of the best WordPress plugins and solutions to help you build your membership or community website on WordPress. To get all these goodies, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals, and you'll find all the goodies there. What more could you ask for? Let's go straight into it. So where I think we are, Haroon, is there's membership plugins and also there's learning management plugins. And there's a bit of an overlap of the two. And I've drawn up a list of about 8 of the best. And I thought we could just go through and I can get your reactions to each one. And at the end, we could just have a finishing quick discussion and try and choose one or two of the solutions that we think are the best. What do you reckon, Haroon?
Sounds good to me.
Rightio. So let's start off with Restrict Content Pro. What's your thoughts on this one, Haroon?
It's one of the old ones in the game. They've been around for quite a long time and they've changed ownership as well a few times, I think. The latest one was, I think, they got acquired by, was it Liquid Web?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was Liquid Web. And Liquid Web is a pretty solid company, so they're in good hands, I'd say.
So it starts at around $99 per year for a one-site license. What would you say are some of its strengths and weaknesses, Harun?
So it's firstly, it's not just a subscription plugin. It's a complete membership and content restriction plugin, and handling subscriptions is like a part of that package. Before we dive in, let's first discuss a bit of a distinction between membership plugins, subscription plugins, and a combination of both of those. So a membership could be sold as a subscription, and it could be sold as a one-off, a lifetime deal or a yearly membership that members have to manually renew after a year is complete. So every payment is a payment that you make once, and you're not exactly subscribed to a recurring plan. So a membership could be like that. And also a subscription could be set up in a way that you're not exactly getting any membership. You're subscribing not to a member's area of a site. You're just subscribing to, let's say, being sent in a month or being sent some physical product at a particular subscription. You don't really get any digital assets that are secured behind a member's area. You're signing up for physical assets, like a physical product subscription. So that's the distinction. But often in the WordPress industry, especially when it comes to membership sites, we consider membership and subscriptions complementary. So we often use them together, especially when we're offering users an area where they log in and they access member-exclusive content, essentially. So that's the distinction. So you could have a membership site without a subscription, but you could have a subscription site without a membership, and you could have both. So many of the plugins we're going to discuss today cater to both memberships and subscriptions. That said, Restrict Content Pro is very reasonably priced. It gives you all the essentials and then some. It has good integrations in the WordPress ecosystem, and it offers you good tools for managing all sorts of access to members-only area, members-only content behind a subscription plan.
Right, so out of 1 to 5 stars, how many stars would you give it?
I'd give it a solid 4.5.
All right, that's a pretty good score. On to the next one, a biggie. I think especially it was the de facto choice if you were using Learn Dash. That situation has changed, and it's MemberPress. What would you initially say about MemberPress, Arun?
So if you are a power user who wants something that can do pretty much everything under the sun that can be done using a membership plugin, including fully customized membership sign-up workflows, including integration with everything under the sun in the WordPress ecosystem, including a very, very strong and robust API to extend it by writing code snippets, and a huge set of pre-written available snippets that you can utilize, and a huge community, and you name it. You want to do something with memberships and subscriptions, you can do it with MemberPress. So that's MemberPress. But that said, there's a caveat. For newbies, for those who aren't exactly good at really delving in, diving in deep, you can still use it really well. You can still restrict all sort of content behind it. You can still set up all sort of membership plans and subscriptions and whatnot. But for them, the UX can be a bit overwhelming, and advanced customization options can be a bit overwhelming. But if you know what you're doing, if you've been around the block, then, I mean, this is the go-to. I don't even go about looking for another membership plugin when I have access to MemberPress, because it does everything I want. And based on my experience with it, I can do anything with it that can possibly be done with a membership plugin.
Yeah. So
subscription plugin.
It's one of the more expensive solutions, folks. The prices I've put down are the regular prices. They do initial discounts. They're heavy discounts, but after the first year, the pricing converts back to their normal pricing, and a one-site license starts at $359. like I say, it was the de facto solution if you were going to use it with LearnDash, which is one of the leading learning management systems, because they didn't have a very good solution that was inbuilt. This has changed with the next one we're going to talk about, which is MemberDash. MemberDash comes from the same people that produce LearnDash. So, but it's only been on the market, I think, about 6 to 8 months. I think less than a year. I think I'm right about that. It might have been on the market a little bit longer, but not too long. So what's your initial impressions, if you have any, on MemberDash?
First, let me give a star rating to MemberPress as well. So a solid...
Oh, yes, I forgot that.
If you're a power user.
Yes, because you gave the other one a 4.5, didn't you? So yeah, thanks for that. So what's your views on MemberDash?
Yeah. So if you're using LearnDash and you're building a membership and subscription site around LearnDash, basically you want to charge for course subscriptions and your courses are in LearnDash, you simply can't go wrong with their membership plugin. I mean, it does everything you need it to do with LearnDash, but like, don't expect it to do a lot more.
No, I think that's well put. And it's not the most expensive, nor is it the most cheapest, because a one-site license is $199, which is, funny enough, almost exactly the same price of a one-site license for the year for LearnDash. So you're looking at something around $400. So what star rating would you give it?
In general, as a membership and subscription plugin, I'd probably give it 2.5 in general. But if we discuss it in the context of its purpose, being a companion to LearnDash and providing you with a membership and subscription management system for LearnDash alone, then it's a solid 4.5 for that purpose in that context.
On to another biggie. I would say the joint biggest. I would say they're in very similar competition to MemberPress, and that's Paid Membership Pro. They are the joint owners of Lifter LMS as well, but they have so far chosen, unlike MemberDash, not to integrate Paid Membership Pro too tightly in Lifter LMS. But I think one of the problems with, I think one of the reasons is that Lifter LMS has always had a reasonably internal system from day one to teach subscriptions, where LearnDash never had that. So what would you initially say about Paid Membership Pro?
Another solid option. I'd rate it in the same league as Restrict Content Pro. So Paid Membership Pro and Restrict Content Pro, they're pretty much, in the same league. And so it is also a good thing that Lifter LMS has, the people behind Lifter LMS have always dealt with it as a separate product rather than a companion product to Lifter LMS, because it's a whole full-fledged solution in its own right that you can use with many other plugins. So it's not tied to Lifter LMS, which is a good thing. And in terms of feature set, it's like, you can't really go wrong with it. I personally wouldn't use it unless I have to. Same goes for Restrict Content Pro, because I'm that much more comfortable with MemberPress. So if it's me choosing something, I go with MemberPress pretty much all the time. But as in its own right, it's a very solid plugin. Again, I'd probably rate it between 4 to 4.5.
Right. Rightio. So I think of this first half, I think if the price doesn't put you off, I think the one that we've given 5 stars to is Member Press. Is that correct? Is it? And Restrict Content Pro and Paid Membership Pro are the runners up so far. Would you agree with that?
Look. Oh, yes. Yes.
Rightio. Rightio. I think we've got another 4 coming up, folks. I think we'll go for our mid-break and we'll be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast of membership plugins and subscriptions. Hopefully we imparted some useful knowledge your way. Before we go into the second half of this great show, I just want to point out that we've got a great Facebook community that will help you with advice and support. If you're looking to build your membership website on WordPress, that's the Membership Machine Show group on Facebook. It's free. All you have to do is apply to become a member. Please do. We've got a great team of WordPress and entrepreneurs like you. So consider joining. I'll be interested to hear your thoughts about this one. Wishlist member. One of the first membership subscription plugins that got traction. It's been around a number of years. What's your thoughts on this one, Arun?
So this is probably one in the list that I have used least, but as of late, over roughly around past couple of years or so, ever since, I think not a couple of years, around 3 years or so, ever since they started working on tight integrations with the likes of Elementor and other building tools, they've gained a lot of traction. And based on their feature set, it's also one of the solid options in this list. Pretty much every single option in this list is actually a worthwhile option.
Yeah, there's no duds, are there? I don't think there's any duds.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not any good, but it's not one that I've really got any real practical experience on. And it's not one that I would naturally, I would probably only turn to it unless there was a specific technical reason for using it instead of some of the other solutions that we've talked about, actually, folks. That doesn't mean, I think it's got a, it doesn't mean that it's a dub.
For me,
it's just the re, you're going.
Sorry. Choose it. I wouldn't personally choose it for any specific technical reason because, as I said, there's nothing that can be accomplished in WordPress with a membership and subscription plugin that I can't accomplish using MemberPress. That said, I would be very comfortable and happily use it if it's a client requirement that whatever needs to be implemented has to involve Wishlist member. I would be perfectly comfortable with the client's decision to go with it. If it's not my decision, I'd happily work with it.
Yeah. On to the next one, which is Lifter LMS. Now, like I say, unlike LearnDash, they do provide an add-on. They provide 2 add-ons. Look, if you're looking to get started with a fully featured solution at a very reasonable cost, this is the one, in my opinion, you should go with, because Lifter LMS, most of its functionality comes free. And then they have two add-ons, one for Stripe and one for PayPal. I think unless you really need PayPal, I would just purchase the Stripe. And that's at $149 for that add-on. And then you're up and going. It won't be in any shape offer all the functionality of MemberPress or paid membership pro. But if you're looking just to get started and you're looking for the most easiest setup, I think this is the one to go for. But like I say, it's not the right choice for everybody. But if you're in that, what I've described, I think it's a great solution. What's your thoughts, Arun?
As with the with MemberDash, with LearnDash, if you're going to use Lifter LMS for selling your courses, and if you're primarily just selling courses, then this would be the first reasonable choice, because why have the overhead of a plugin that comes with so many more features, so many more integrations, when all you need is the ability for your students to sign up for a course with a one-time fee or with a recurring plan. And this supports both, just the way MemberDash does with LearnDash. So, yeah, it's a no-brainer. If all you're doing is selling courses using Lifter LMS, then this should be the first choice. And if in the foreseeable future, your site is just going to be about that, then this is a no-brainer.
On to the next one, which is an interesting one. And it's from a company that produces a lot of plugins and that's well established, that are also the company behind Astra and Spectra. And a lot of other products. It's Sure Members. And as a membership plugin, it's not a dud. I wouldn't say it's as powerful as the others, but the reason why a lot of people look at it is that it works with a parent plugin solution called Surecart. And Surecart offers the actual shopping cart functionality, but in the cloud, and the two working together. A lot of people look at this as an alternative to something like Thrivecart or Samcart or something like that. The other reasons is that Surecart do offer a very functional that allows you to do subscriptions with their free product. You can do subscription charging with Surecart, combining it with Sure Members. But after that, they do charge per month from $19 to $49. I don't think that's as attractive, but if you looking for alternative and also alternative to using WooCommerce, you're just put off by the whole idea. I would say that these two together can offer some attractive functionality. So what do you reckon? What do you think? I'm on the right track or wrong, or you got something to add to this, Aaron?
First and foremost, Sure Members isn't really built on top of Surecart. It's standalone, but yes, being from the same company, it integrates with Surecart, so you can use it perfectly without Surecart as well. I want to clarify that. So it doesn't require a Surecart. And combined with Surecart, it's a bit of a like I have mixed views about it. I love the company behind it and the team, because they're solid people with strong work ethic, who produced reliable products and provided good support. They've been there for the community when needed. So, and they produce great content as well. So, solid team. But Surecart has a bit of a, like, it's not in the true philosophy of the WordPress ecosystem. It differs in that it has a bit of a SaaS site. So, a lot happens on their servers. And it's like you're getting into Shopify kind of territory, if you will.
They've got both feet in both camps, and it does lead, because probably with the way I explained it, I tried to keep it as simple as possible. We probably confused a few people. The main thing that I think, one of the reasons why people look at it, is that they really are put off by utilizing WooCommerce, and I think they shouldn't. I think fundamentally this is going to be covered by the last of what we're talking about, and maybe I should leave. I'm going to leave what I want to say now to after we talked about the last one. So to finish off with Shore members is, as a product on its own, it starts at $99. If you're just looking at Shore members on its own, I don't think it's the best solution. Looking at it with ShoreCart and the free product, it's probably more attractive. But if you're looking for functionality after the free product, I think the value proposition deteriorates, and I really wouldn't go down that route. So this, and I've got a bit more to say, but I think I'll say it after our last solution, which is WooCommerce with memberships.
I have to add a bit. About Shore members. So if we put ShoreCart aside, Shore members, considering how new it is, I'd say it's a very promising product. And they also tightly integrate with another one of their pretty good plugins, which is Shore Triggers. So if you want to go down the Shore ecosystem, like ShoreCart, Shore members, Shore Triggers, it's a match made in heaven. And what I said about there being a SaaS component, that's not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to ShoreCart. I mean, it works. It's a proven model. It has worked for many industries. Shopify is a good example. So if you want to go down that route, it's a pretty, pretty promising offering. I personally would most likely not use it, because I prefer a different sort of workflow, which is best suited to more plugins fully in the WordPress ecosystem, rather than in the SaaS side. And
So Haroon's mentioned Shore Triggers, folks, and Shore Triggers is a kind of Zapier for WordPress. But the problem with Shore Triggers is it's a great product, but they've also gone down the SaaS, the semi-SaaS route. And there's two competitors. The one competitor that I like the most is Uncanny Automator, and they haven't gone down the SaaS subscription, monthly subscription route. So if you are looking for functionality in WordPress, a kind of Zapier kind of functionality, I would actually personally myself encourage you to look at Uncanny Automator rather than Shore Trigger. But other people would have a different view to that. My view doesn't mean that I'm right or wrong. It's just my personal view. Am I on the right track there, Haroon, in your opinion? Or are you going to...
As I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a personal preference, if you will.
Yeah. So let's go on to WooCommerce and memberships. WooCommerce is the WordPress e-commerce solution.
WooCommerce subscriptions.
Subscriptions, yeah. Memberships and subscriptions, yeah. I think they've called it memberships. I'm not sure. Maybe I've got it there.
Separate plugins.
Oh, they still are. Oh, right, I got this wrong. So I'm going to change my notes to subscriptions. So subscriptions. WooCommerce is the e-commerce solution for WordPress. It's owned by Automattic. It is free, and it comes with a host of add-on plugins and a host of third-party solutions that bolt onto it. that extend it in many directions. If you want to take subscription through WooCommerce, you need the add-on plugin called Subscriptions. And it's another strange thing because you can buy it with a yearly subscription, which is $279, or you can pay for it monthly, which is more of a SaaS model, but they do allow you to buy it. So I think that causes more confusion, and they did put the price up to $279. But the beauty of it, in my opinion, if something like, if you're going down the learn dash and you're just looking for basic functionality, I really would look at the learn dash solution, which is member dash. Now, if you're looking for basic subscription functionality on Lifter LMS, all you have to do is buy the Stripe. Now, on either platform, if you're looking for more advanced functionality, I actually, that would be both provide pathways in utilizing WooCommerce with the subscription add-on. And that is the route I would go down. If I was looking for more sophisticated functionality that either Learn Dash or Lifter provide semi-natively, I would go down the WooCommerce solution. What's your views about what I've just said, and what's your own opinion, Haroon?
So apart from MemberPress, the combination of WooCommerce membership subscription and commerce subscription is what I've used most in my years and years of looking for ads. And very complex products. And I've got to say, despite having used it to build pretty much anything that can build using a membership subscription, I'd say I try to avoid WooCommerce memberships and subscriptions any chance I get. If I can get away with not using these, if I can convince a client to not use these and instead go for something else, I do that because they work. They get the job done. Okay, firstly, if you want to provide membership access, then WooCommerce subscription is not enough. Then you have to pair WooCommerce subscriptions with WooCommerce membership. So it's like $279 for WooCommerce subscriptions and $199 for WooCommerce memberships. You combine both of these because subscriptions lets you charge recurring payments and put people on a recurring payment plan. And memberships lets you restrict access of those people to a particular site or provide them with access to particular sections of the site. So you need to combine both of these if you want to sell memberships as subscriptions. You can't sell a membership as a subscription with only WooCommerce memberships. You can't sell a membership at all using WooCommerce subscriptions. So that's something that you have to keep in mind. And since they were natively built around the WooCommerce checkout experience, if you want to make the checkout experience simpler, more user-friendly, more intuitive, and eliminate unnecessary steps, and also when it comes to the pathway of switching subscriptions, if you want to provide a better UX for switching subscriptions, changing plans, and whatnot, it's a bit of a nightmare to work with WooCommerce subscriptions and WooCommerce memberships. I get the job done, but I avoid using them, and I've built very, very advanced, very, very complex solutions with these, and with like half a dozen other major WordPress plugins involved in the system, in the equation. So unless you really have to sell subscriptions of products that are in your WooCommerce shop, if you can't have those products outside of WooCommerce store, outside of WooCommerce shop, avoid WooCommerce memberships and WooCommerce subscriptions and go for something more like MemberPress or Restrict Content Pro or Paid Memberships Pro or specific ones for LMS like MemberPress or, Member Dash or the Lifter LMS extensions for memberships and subscriptions.
Yeah, my position is a bit different to Haroon's, but it's I think it's influenced because of I'm the owner of WP Tonic and we are a hosting plus provider. And the reason why my position would be a bit different is that part of the package that we provide is that we provide something like cart flows. And with cart flows, you then can develop a modern one-page membership checkout experience. But without you, and there's a couple of other products that do a similar thing to cart flows, but we tend to give it as part of our hosting package. But without one of these solutions, everything Haroon has said is correct. The actual shopping cart experience, the checkout experience, would not be conducive to a membership site. And the other reason why my position is a bit different to Haroon's is that we provide either LearnDash or Lifter LMS, the Infinity Bundle, which is normally $1,200. We provide it. And we also provide LearnDash if the client requires that rather than Lifter. And because we are supplying those as part of our hosting package, we don't have, they deal with the content restriction element at Haroon. But everything Haroon has said is totally factually correct. It's just that I'm more influenced by the special situation of being the owner of WP Tonic. And we are a rather unique player in the WordPress space. Can you see where I'm coming from, Haroon?
Yeah. Well, one bit of a correction, that when you utilize cart flows, you can optimize the checkout process, agreed. And it works really, really well for that. Thanks for mentioning that. But when it comes to managing your subscription in the back end, when it comes to switching plans, canceling and all, that UX, even cart flows doesn't fix that.
No, but if you're using the...
You have to really dig in a lot. Yeah.
If you're using the LearnDash or you're using the Lifter WooCommerce add-on, that you do have a few more sets.
Yeah,
but it's not, but as long as you do it a couple of times or you've got somebody to do it for you, it's not that particularly difficult. If I wasn't utilizing a learning management system, I definitely wouldn't recommend. I totally agree with you. You would be better off using MemberPress or one or two of the others, paid membership pro. Yes, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So for scenarios like the famous Dollar Shave Club, where you sign up for a subscription and they send you your shaving like blades and all supply every month. So for those scenarios, you're using WooCommerce as a store, then WooCommerce subscription is the perfect fit. So I'll add that as well.
Yeah. So what we're pointing out is that there might be different opinions or there might be different case scenarios. I think we're not fundamentally having a different opinion here. It's just that I'm influenced by WP Tonic. And but if you're not in selling courses or membership, and that's what this show is about, what I've outlined wouldn't be a really great solution. So I totally agree with Haroon. And if you are outgrowing, i.e. let's give a scenario, either with LearnDash or with Lift LMS, you were selling digital one-off products like PDF books, or you were combining it with physical products like books or some form of other swag. You were doing a combination of physical and digital. The basic solution that comes from LearnDash or from Lifter LMS will not work for you. And in those scenarios, I think a combination of cart flows with Woo subscription is a better choice. So let's just finish off. Are there any other things that we haven't mentioned that you want to bring up, Haroon?
Oh, yes. So I want to mention a whole different solution paradigm to which I feel more inclined as of late. I've been feeling more inclined as of late. That is, are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is not utilizing a membership or subscription plugin, dedicated plugin. If I'm building, let's say, a site with bricks, this route that I go, and if I'm already utilizing something like WS Form Pro that supports Stripe and PayPal regarding payments using the form, and Bricks gives you excellent ways to restrict different areas of the site based on different factors. So there's this route that I go. I set up a form, and that form can be used for people to sign up and subscribe. Put them on a Stripe subscription, and then as soon as they submit and the payment is processed, give them a specific user role using WordPress user role editor. You can set up a separate role for that, and then within Bricks, provide them access to different areas of the site based on their current user role. And then once the subscription expires, set their role to be changed from that particular member to a subscriber or to some other role, to a non-member role. And then based on that role, they will lose access to that part of the site. And then I can build a custom dashboard, custom backend dashboard, where they can manage the subscription. So that gives me the flexibility to not be tied into what a membership or a subscription plugin provides. I can build the entire solution exactly the way I want. And the form processes and subscriptions and the user roles dictate what part of the site the person can access using Bricks. And that's my most favorite solution for lean and large builds now.
Yeah. My position would be, so I totally understand why you've outlined what you've done, because Bricks is a fantastic page builder, folks. It's really aimed at the Quasar Pro designer developer. Haroon is a professional developer. I wouldn't recommend Bricks for the casual DIY user. I think something like Cadence is a much better solution. But the other thing is, if you are that casual user or just a entrepreneur trying to build, I would recommend Cadence with Fluent Forms. And I think Fluent Forms, if you have the pro version, provide a similar integration with Stripe. And the reason I would suggest that is that Fluent Forms works beautifully with Fluent CRM. And Fluent CRM is the marketing automation platform that I would recommend 100%. And also, we provide it at WP Tonic as part of our hosting. But the Fluent Support, Fluent Forms, Fluent CRM, and definitely when it comes to membership coaching, you've got Fluent Booking now. So they provide four of key plug-in solutions that somebody running a membership or a coaching business would want to bolt onto their WordPress solution. So that's why I would really look at utilizing Learn Dash or Lifter with the Fluent Suite. We provide that at WP Tonic, but if I was just building a site for a client and they had the budget to buy the professional version of the Fluent Suite, I would still recommend that, because in the medium to long term, they will have a rock solid solution. But other people got, it's all about budget and choice, and at least you've got those choice. So, Haroon, what's the best way for people? He looks very relaxed, actually. I think he was watching me yatter. So, Haroon, how can people find out more about you and what you're up to?
So they can visit my website, hqraja.com, hqraja.com, and use the contact form over there to get in touch with me as well.
That's fantastic. And like I say, join us on the Membership Machine Facebook page. You can also sign up for the WP Tonic newsletter that covers all membership and WordPress. You can get that by going over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter. wp-tonic.com/newsletter. And it's weekly and it's totally free, and you get some excellent value from there. We will be back next week with either a guest, or we will be talking something about marketing or building a membership community website on WordPress. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.